gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, October 9th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, the Tigers came alive. Finally. Pinch hitters came in and absolutely came through. Jeremiah Jones sparked it. Tigers were losing at home. The crowd was dead silent for the first four innings of the game yesterday afternoon. Fifth inning, bottom of the fifth, Tigers came up. It was an explosive, like in a millisecond. Three runs on the board, tied the score 3-3. Sixth inning, Riley Green hit a home run finally. Put them up 4-3, and then they exploded. Ended up winning the game 9-3. The bullpen shut down Seattle. The crowd went nuts, sending them off to Seattle today to play tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, Tarek Skubal will go for his fourth time against the Seattle Mariners this year. The Tigers have not been able to win the games that Tarek Skubal has pitched against Seattle. 0-3. Do or die, tomorrow night, Friday night baseball, 8:08 p.m. Tarek Skubal, absolutely do or die situation. Winner moves on, loser goes home. And this is going to be on National Fox, the regular Fox big channel that you watch perhaps NFL football games on Sundays. Well, this is going to be covered by Fox, not FS1, not ESPN, not Apple TV. This is on Fox. This is going to be the biggest game of the year tomorrow night at 8:08. The winner of this game tomorrow will face the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto beat New York last night in New York, sending the Yankees home for the year. They're done. Toronto will be facing, hopefully, the Tigers or Seattle Mariners or the American League Championship to go to the World Series. If the Tigers win, they go up against Toronto. It is going to be the best baseball game tomorrow night, 8:00, Fox. You guys have got to watch it. Rudder Tigers on. Watch it live. Don't record it. Vicky and I are going to have a date night right here at the house. We are excited. Finally, the bats came alive. They were like 0 for forever in this series. Well, now it's two games apiece. Each team has won two. It comes down to the fifth and final game tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. It doesn't get any better than this right here. As a matter of fact, this game will probably even be better than the World Series. So, join us, Fox, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Tarik Skubal and the Tigers going up against Seattle Mariners in Seattle. Going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Come see the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Yesterday afternoon, throughout the day, evening, President Donald Trump, his son-in-law Jared Kushner, and others had been working to bring a peace deal to Israel, Gaza Strip, dealing with Hamas. Well, the president posted this on his Truth Social page. I am very proud to announce that Israel and Hamas have both signed off on the first phase of our peace plan. This means that all, in caps, all of the hostages will be released very soon. Upon doing so, Israel will withdraw their troops to an agreed-upon line as the first steps toward a strong, durable, and everlasting peace. All parties will be treated fairly. Explanation point. This is a great, in caps, day for the Arab and Muslim world, Israel, all surrounding nations, and the United States of America. We thank the mediators from Qatar, however you want to say it, Egypt, and Turkey, who worked with us to make this historic and unprecedented event happen. In caps, blessed are the peacemakers. Signed, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. Now, one thing you have to understand, this post came at 6:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time last night. Are there steps to this? Absolutely. Both sides are going to have to follow the plan specifically that was negotiated. Ceasefire in Gaza is unobjectively a good thing and will help relieve the suffering of millions of people and lead to the safe return of Israel's held hostage in Gaza. Now we have to be curious to see how quickly the Muslim nations normalize their ties to Israel. That was a comment from Blake Allen. Well, another person said, how many peace deals is this now? Number 8? Number 9? I forget. There's been so many. Donald Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, the organization that gives that out hates Donald Trump. Whether they're going to give him a Nobel Peace Prize or not, I don't think he even cares. He deserves it, but whether he gets it or not, who cares at this point? Now, that leaves Russia, Ukraine. And with all of the information coming out about our taxpayer dollars that went to Ukraine and ended up back in the pockets of politicians here in Washington, I think this is going to come to an end quickly. Because Donald Trump isn't going to send any more money to Ukraine. They might give him some weapons, but no more money. And I think he's getting ready to drop a huge tariff on Russia. He's already talked to Europe. He's already told them, stop buying Russian oil. That's the only way he's funding the war against Ukraine. You guys stop buying his oil, his economy will collapse. So it's going to be a very interesting process we're going to be going through here and watching very, very closely. Well, yesterday we announced that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed the fiscal year 2026 budget. We had some stories, breakdowns as to where the money went, things like that. Well, now it appears that stories are coming out as to why it took so long. Why did it take so long for the House to come out with their budget? Why did they miss the constitutional deadline September 30th at midnight? Well, perhaps transparency being part of the budget, where it has to be fully disclosed who is sponsoring pork barrel spending. Earmarks for their district. How much money? Who gets the money? What are they going to do with the money? Something that the House did in their budget that the Senate Democrats did not want to put into the final budget for the governor to sign. Well, Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, yesterday presented her bill making it a legal obligation for legislators to detail and submit specific spending requests before they can be featured in budget deals that are going to be approved by the Senate chamber. Anthony's Senate Bill 596 comes as House Speaker Matt Hall criticized the Democratic-controlled Senate for moving slowly on budget transparency. Under Senate Bill 596, lawmakers must submit their legislative-directed spending item requests, better known as pork barrel spending earmarks, where the money is directed to a specific organization and not part of a competitive grant program. We must do this electronically, post it on the internet for everybody to see. The request must be uploaded onto the system where lawmakers and the public can view it online. Before the day that an appropriations bill containing it is required to be voted on in the legislative chamber for the very first time. If the House or Senate adopts a rule requiring submissions to be made earlier than the day before the budget bill is voted on, Senate Bill 596 instructs lawmakers to follow it. Also, it will make requests viewable by the public. Senate Bill 596 gives the House and Senate the discretion to either make requests public, either right after they're submitted or after the bill containing it is enacted into law. Anthony said, "We will not be voting on this bill today because we wanted to invite the public to the committee hearing. Also, we want to have conversations so that we can make this bill even stronger." This was the statement Anthony made talking about the timeline for possibly voting on Senate Bill 596. Now, it's kind of interesting because earlier last week, the Senate adopted a resolution prohibiting the chamber from voting on budget bills with special grants unless the legislators sponsoring them were disclosed online. Senate Resolution 74, adopted just a few days before the final budget deals were voted on after midnight on October 3rd. Well, the House adopted its version of that resolution, H.R. 14, back in January. the House held committee hearings this year where representatives publicly advocated for grants that they were requesting. Well, meanwhile, on Thursday afternoon, ahead of the budget being voted on in that late evening meeting session, the Senate Appropriations Committee read through a list of earmark requests. You saw the Democrats do some transparency in this budget, putting their earmarks on the screen before the vote. I understand why some people laughed at that, Hall said at Tuesday's press conference. You should look at what their other ideas were on this. I mean, the Democrats were willing to shut down the government over not disclosing their pork barrel earmarks. Hall claimed that the Senate Democratic leadership and the House Republican leadership spent long hours in a standstill over this one point, transparency of pork barrel spending. Well, this year, lawmakers missed the July 1st deadline that they had created for themselves to send final budget bills to a governor. However, there was no penalties. They also failed to have a spending plan implemented in time before the new fiscal year started at midnight on October 1st. Instead, decided to approve a week-long temporary budget to give themselves more time to craft the actual budget bills. Hall said, in all future years, there will be much more transparency on secret pork barrel spending, much more than what we saw this year. Specifically, who is the sponsor? What is the public benefit? When is it going to be complete? Is there other public money or private money that's affiliated with this? These are all things going forward to be important for us to look at as we do future budgets, said Speaker Matt Hall. Now, interesting, going back summer of 2023, that was during the term of the Democrats' trifecta. They had control of the House, the Senate, and the governor's office. Well, the budget voted on for the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity featured $764.6 million worth of grants that were already dedicated to 208 selected projects. That year alone, $764 million. The budget for this year, fiscal year 2026, has gone down to $159.7 million. From 208 projects down to 66. A huge, huge drop in the dollars spent and the number of projects being funded. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.